With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. All across the country tomorrow, thousands of wreaths will be laid at gravesites and national cemeteries, including 300 at Northwoods National Cemetery in Harshaw. It's the National Wreaths Across America Day. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Remember, honor, teach. Those are the three main goals of the Wreaths Across America ceremonies.
The teach part really focuses on youth, teaching the youth about the sacrifices that have been made to enjoy and have the freedoms that we have in our country.
Casey Crump is the adjutant of the Northwoods Honor Guard. They'll be one of the veteran groups at the Wreaths Across America ceremony at Northwoods National Cemetery in Harshaw. It's one of three national cemeteries in Wisconsin.
Well, it means a lot, especially considering we have a lot of individuals up here who have served in the military. And so being able to provide a place of honor for them to receive their last rites and to be interned out there with their brothers and their sisters, it's very special to us.
Crumps hope people will take time to honor those who served. People can also volunteer to lay some of the 300 wreaths.
When we place a wreath, we have a little saying that we like to say, and you know, we say we place a wreath on the grave of an American hero, and we say their name out loud. And we say that name out loud because we believe that as that name travels up in the air, that individual up there will hear it, and they'll know that they're not forgotten, and they'll be able to look down upon us. And then we say thank you for your service from a grateful nation.
The ceremony starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Due to the forecasted extreme cold tomorrow, Crump says they'll be keeping the ceremony short this year. People are encouraged to take one of the buses from Rondelet Ranch, which leave at 10:30 and 10:45. Free meals donated by local businesses are available at Rondelet after the ceremony. We have more details about the ceremony and how people can get involved at WXPR.org or on the WXPR app. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A community event tonight will celebrate a new ice rink in St. Germain. The rink is under the pavilion in St. Germain. A barrier was put down under the pavilion, and the St. Germain Fire Department has been building up the ice in recent weeks. Netting has also been installed around the rink. A community event to open the ice rink for the season takes place at 6 p.m. Hot chocolate and cookies will be provided by the St. Germain Northwoods Lions Club. Usage details for the rink will be shared at the event. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services still recommends the hepatitis B vaccine at birth for all newborns. It issued guidance this week to Wisconsin healthcare providers affirming the recommendation. Wisconsin's guidance comes after the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to change recommendations for when children should get the vaccine. The recommendations included parents talking to their provider about testing the pregnant woman to see if their infant needs the vaccine. Dr. Ryan Westergaard is the DHS Chief Medical Officer.
The recommendation specifically was for families to talk to their clinicians about this, about whether this should be done. Those were the exact words. So our advice to clinicians is to also be aware that there's no science supporting this to be used as a decision of whether to give hepatitis B vaccine. The recommendation is to give the hepatitis B vaccine universally.
Hepatitis B is a virus that can damage the liver and lead to lifelong health problems, including liver disease or cancer. Nearly 50% of people who have hepatitis B are unaware they have the virus. Exposure and infection in infancy leads to chronic disease in up to 90% of cases. The hepatitis B vaccine has been extensively tested and proven safe for more than 30 years, resulting in a 99% decrease in infant infections. The Inpatient Behavioral Health Unit at Aspirus Rhinelander Hospital now features upgraded facilities. A comprehensive remodel and expansion of the unit has been completed. The work improved patient capacity and added dedicated therapeutic and clinical space. There are two additional patient rooms. In addition, modern office space was added for staff. A newly built activity room is designed to help with therapeutic programs. Rondelet Ranch will be closing its Christmas Wonderland display on Saturday because of the extreme cold in the forecast. Wind chills below 30 below are expected. Rondelet says it will be closing the display for Saturday for the safety of volunteers, employees, and visitors. It expects to resume drive-through viewing on Sunday as scheduled. Payments will be refunded to anyone who already bought tickets online for Saturday. And the Christmas open house at Pioneer Park Historical Complex in Rhinelander is being rescheduled to next weekend, December 19th through the 21st. There will still be festive depot displays, free cookies and hot cocoa, speeder rides, and Pioneer Park wagon rides. The 50th anniversary of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, was in November. It's the program that guarantees access to public education for these students, and advocates in Michigan say the fight for full funding isn't over. Crystal Blair reports.
Parents and educators want the next state budget aligned with Michigan's special education finance reform blueprint, a new plan they say is designed to better match funding to what services actually cost. Supporters point out the federal government promised to cover 40% of special education costs, but contributes less than 12%. Michigan teacher and parent Elizabeth Wilson Fisher says the school system failed her 10-year-old autistic son by not providing the accommodation she says he was legally entitled to in school.
He was having problems at school. He was having struggles with friendships. That really is just like, this kid can have a wiggle stool, or he can have gum in the classroom, or he needs to sit up front. Just anything like legally binding, they wouldn't do.
Right now, school districts are trying to cover a shortfall of more than $1 billion. Still, some lawmakers say while they support strengthening services, Michigan must balance special education needs with other budget pressures and review the long-term costs of the proposed funding blueprint. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.